जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी, गोपी जन बल्लभ गिरिवर धारी, गोपी जन बल्लभ गिरिवर धारी, जशोदा नंदन ब्रज जन रंजन, 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 जमुना तेरा बनचारी, जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी, जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी, हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे, कृष्णा जय प्रभु पद, जय प्रभु पद, जय प्रभु पद, जय प्रभु पद, प्रभु पद, जय प्रभु पद, जय गुरुदेव गुरुदेव गुरुदेव, जय जय गुरुदेव, जय ओम विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिव्राजकाचार्य अष्टोत्तर शतश्री श्रीमद् शिल अभय चरणारविंद भक्तिवेदांत स्वामी जगद्गुरु शिल प्रभुपाद की जय। इस्कॉन बीवीटी फाउंडर आचार्य हिज डिवाइन ग्रेस शिल प्रभुपाद की जय। अनंत गुरी वैष्णववृंद की जय। श्रीमद् भागवतम क्लास की जय। समवेत वैष्णववृंद की जय। गौर प्रेमानंदे हरि हरि बोल। All glories to the assembled devotees, Hare Krishna. All glories to the assembled devotees, Hare Krishna. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to Sisi Guru and Gauranga. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate.
नमते वासुदेवाय टुगेदर नारायणं नमस्कृतं नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जायं मुदीरये नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवती उत्तमा श्लोके भक्तिर्भवती नैष्कर्षी मुखं करति वाचालं पङ्गुर्लङ्घयते गिरिं यत्कृपातमहं वन्दे श्रीगुरुदिनतारिणं परमानन्दमाधवं श्रीचैतन्यैश्वरम्
सो टुडे वी आर सर्विंग थर्ड कैंटो नाइन्थ चैप्टर टेक्स्ट नाइन सॉरी टू डिसअपॉइंट आई नो सम ऑफ यू एक्सपेक्टिंग महाराज टू स्पीक बट ही हैज सम इमरजेंसी मीटिंग और समथिंग So we are going to read the word-to-word meaning, and then we are going to, he said, so you will have clear idea what this prayers. Javat, as long as, Prithakatvam, separatism, Idam, this, Atmanaha, of the body, indriya artha, for sense gratification, mayabalam, influence of external energy, bhagavata, of the personality of Godhead, janaha, a person, isha, oh my lord, paschit, sees, Tabat, so long, na, not, Sanskriti, the influence of the material existence, Ashau, that man, Pratisankrameta, can overcome, Vyartha api, although without meaning, dukkha niveham, multiple miseries, bahati, bringing, kriya artha, for fruitive activities. Javat prithakattam idam atmana indriya artha, माया बलं भगवतो जनयेश पश्येत् ताबन्न संस्कृतिरसो प्रतिसंक्रमेत व्यर्थापि दुःख निवहं वहति क्रियार्थ जावत् पृथकत्वम् इदम् आत्मम् इन्द्रियार्थम् मायाबलं भगवतो जनयेश पश्ये तावन्न संस्कृतिरस प्रतिक्रमेण क्रमेत व्यर्थापि दुःख निवहं वहति क्रियार्थ जावत् पृथकत्वम् इदमात्मनिन्द्रियार्थ मायाबलं भगवतो जनयेश पश्ये तावन्न संस्कृति अशो प्रतिसंक्रमेत व्यर्थापि दुःख निवहं वहति क्रियार्थ प्लीज चैंट जावत् पृथकत्वम् इदम् आत्मन इन्द्रियार्थ मायाबलं भगवतो जनैश पश्ये तावन्न संस्कृति रसो प्रतिष्कमेत व्यर्थपि दुःख निवहं वहति क्रियार्थ यावत् पृथकत्वम् इदमात्मनैन्द्रियार्थ मायाबलं भगवतो जनैश पश्ये तावन्न संस्कृति रसो प्रतिसंक्रमेत व्यर्थपि दुःख निवहं वहति क्रियार्थ यावत् पृथकत्वम् इदमात्मनिन्द्रियार्थ मायाबलं भगवतो जनैश पश्ये तावन्न संस्कृति रसो प्रतिसंक्रमेत व्यर्थापि दुःख निवहं वहति क्रियार्थ मदर्स Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Translation, O my Lord, material miseries are without factual existence for the soul. Yet, as long as the conditioned soul sees the body as meant for sense enjoyment, he cannot get out of the entanglement of material miseries, being influenced by your external energy. Purport. The whole trouble of the living entity in the material existence is that he has an independent conception of life. He is always dependent on the rules of the Supreme Lord in both the conditioned and liberated states. But by the influence of the external energy, the conditioned soul thinks himself independent of the supremacy of the personality of Godhead. Very interesting. His constitutional position is to dovetail himself with the desire of the supreme will. But as long as he does not do so, he is sure to drag on in the shackle of material bondage. As stated in Bhagavad Gita 2.55. Prajahati jada kaman sarvan partha manogatam. He has to give up all sorts of plans manufactured by mental concoction. The living entity has to dovetail himself. Prabhupada repeat that word twice. With the supreme will. That will help him to get out of the entanglement of material existence. Om Ajnati Mirandhasa Genanjana Salakaya Chakshurun Militam Jena Tasmai Sri Gurube Namam Sri Chaitanya Manovistam Sthapitam Jena Bhutale ಸ್ವಯಂ ರೂಪ ಕದಾ ಮಹ್ಯಂ ದದಾತಿ ಶ ಪದಾಂತಿಕಂ ವಂದೇಹಂ ಶ್ರೀ ಗುರು ಶ್ರೀಯುತ ಪದ ಕಮಲಂ ಶ್ರೀಗುರುನ್ ವೈಷ್ಣವಾಂಶ ಶ್ರೀರೂಪಾಂ ಸಾಗರ ಜಾತಾಂ ಸಹಗನಾ ರಘುನಾಥಾನ್ವಿತಂ ತಂ ಸಜೀವಂ ಸಾದ್ವೈತಂ ಸಾವಧೂತಂ ಪರಿಜನ ಸಹಿತಂ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಚೈತನ್ಯ ದೇವಂ ಶ್ರೀರಾಧಾ ಕೃಷ್ಣಪಾದಾನ್ ಸಹಗನಾ ಲಲಿತ ಶ್ರೀ ವಿಶಾಖಾನಿತಾಂಶ ನಮ ಓಂ ವಿಷ್ಣುಪದಾಯ ಕೃಷ್ಣಪೃಷ್ಠಾಯ ಭೂತಲೆ ಶ್ರೀಮತೇ ಭಕ್ತಿ ವೇದಾಂತ ಸ್ವಾಮೀನೀತಿ ನಾಮಿನೇ ನಮಸ್ತೆ ಸರಸ್ವತೇ ದೇವೇ ಗೌರವಾಣಿ ಪ್ರಚಾರಿಣೇ ನಿರ್ವಿಶೇಷ ಶೂನ್ಯವಾದೀ ಪಾಶ್ಚಾತ್ಯ ದೇಶತಾರಿಣೇ ವಂಶಾಕಲ್ಪತರುವೇಶ್ಚ ಕೃಪಾ ಸಿಂಧುಭ್ಯೈವ ಚ ಪತಿತಾನಂ ಪಾವನೇಭ್ಯೋ ವೈಷ್ಣವೇಭ್ಯೋ ನಮೋ ನಮೋ ಮಹಾಬದಾನ್ನಾಯ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಪ್ರೇಮ ಪ್ರದಾಯತೆ ಕೃಷ್ಣಾಯ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಚೈತನ್ಯ ನಾಮ್ನೇ ಗೌರತಿಶೇ ನಮಃ ಹೇ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಕರುಣಾ ಸಿಂಧು ದೀನಬಂಧು ಜಗತ್ಪತೆ ಗೋಪೇಶ ಗೋಪಿಕಾ ಕಾಂತ ರಾಧಾಕಾಂತ ನಮಸ್ತುತೆ ತಪ್ತ ಕಂಚನ ಗೌರಾಂಗೀ ರಾಧೇ ಬೃಂದಾವನೇಶ್ವರಿ ವೃಷಭಾನುಸುತೆ ದೇವಿ ಪ್ರಣಮಾಮಿ ಹರಿ ಪ್ರಿಯೇ ಭಕ್ತವಿಹೀನಾಯ ಅಪರಾಧಲಕ್ಷ್ಯೈ ಕ್ಷಿಪ್ತಾಶ್ಚ ಕಾಮಾದಿತರಂಗಮಧ್ಯೆ ಕೃಪಾಮಯಿ ತಂ ಶರಣಂ ಪ್ರಪನ್ನ ಬೃಂದೇ ನಮಸ್ತೆ ಚರಣಾರವಿಂದಂ ಜಯ ಶ್ರೀ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಚೈತನ್ಯ ಪ್ರಭು ನಿತ್ಯಾನಂದ ಶ್ರೀ ಅದ್ವೈತ ಗದಾಧರ ಶಿವಾಸಾದಿ ಗೌರಭಕ್ತವೃಂದ ಹರೇ ಕೃಷ್ಣ 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 ಹರೇ 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 ರಾಮ 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 ಹರೇ 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 ಕೃಷ್ಣ 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 ಹರೇ 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 ರಾಮ 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 ಹರೇ 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 ಕೃಷ್ಣ 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 ಹರೇ 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 ರಾಮ 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 ಹರೇ ಹರೇ
ಪ್ಲೀಸ್ ಬ್ಲೆಸ್ ಮೀ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಪ್ರೇ ಫಾರ್ ಮೀ ಐ ಜಸ್ಟ್ ರೆಡ್ ದಿಸ್ ಮಾರ್ನಿಂಗ್ ವಾಟ್ ದ ಸಬ್ಜೆಕ್ಟ್ ಮ್ಯಾಟರ್ ಐ ಡೋ ನಾಟ್ ಹ್ಯಾವ್ ಎನಿಥಿಂಗ್ ಆನ್ ಮೈ ಓನ್ ವಾಟ್ ಎವರ್ ಐ ಹರ್ಡ್ ಫ್ರಮ್ ಶ್ರೀಲ ಪ್ರಭುಪಾದ್ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಅವರ್ ಆಚಾರ್ಯ ಶ್ರೀಮದ್ ಭಾಗವತಂ I hopefully by you all mercy I can repeat that will please Shri Shri Radha Shyama Sundar and Krishna Balaram and Gaur Nitai and also please Srila Prabhupada and also helps you all progress further and purifies my heart also same time this is the result of Bhagavatam so beautiful so in the purport This morning when I read it, it twice mentioned Dattey. And I know many, many years back somebody explained me, I am sure you all know what is Dattey. We just had recently a little furniture came in our ashram. So we had to put together. When you see the way they cut it, it's interlocked. And then it actually bonds such a way, even if something goes wrong on one part, the rest will not be like lost. So they have a very well done. I don't know who came up with that, but obviously Prabhupada knew, so he uses many purport like that. And in this purport he mentioned twice, Dattey. If you go to any furniture shop, they will tell you. I mean, it's like a daub. tail. It's the same word, dog tail. In this purport, very nicely Prabhupada put it that one thing we must adopt, but I don't know if everybody understand what is dependence means and what is independent means. In 6th canto, 12th chapter, text 11, Jiva Anisha Rupena, famous verse, Anisha Jiva Rupena, Srila Prabhupada put that living entity are never independent. Whether you believe or not, you are not independent. Who doesn't like to be independent? Well, when you think, I want to be independent, you are under illusion. So how to understand this? So there's a two verse we should consider on this. Jivanama tatastaka eka shakti hai, mahasankarsan sarva jivera ashray. This is in Adilila 5.45, in case you wonder. These are very beautiful verse. You know, Bhagavad Gita Srila Prabhupada completed last verse, last paragraph, he put the translation of that verse. I was so happy that he's of course he's a Mahabhagavat. Still, I was affected to clarify who we are, where we are. You can look at Prabhupada's Bhagavad Gita, ended with that paragraph, that we come from marginal status. Whatever you have complained, or confusion, or may not understand where we come from, what it is, read that purport, it will solve, give you a beautiful soothing balm, I would say. It gives a very clear understanding. So practically, let's put it this way. You are soul. You are one of the potency of Bhagavan. Bhagavan has an unlimited potency. Tasya va etasya purushasya devasthane bhavata idancha paralukasthanancha. I will not quote too many verses. I just want to explain more. These are all backup by our Bhagavatam scripture. So Krishna has an internal potency, external potency. You are in the marginal potency. Marginal means you have both sides connected. You can choose this side or this side. So you made your choice to come this side. Why? Don't ask yourself. I'm also here. I'm also asking myself. Question may come, if soul is complete, why do we need sadhana and wake up love for God? Is soul, did Krishna make the soul complete? So begin with, I read one article sometime back about Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur explains about independent and dependence. It's still, you know, in me, like goes in a cycle, like so sweet. So soul is complete, but there are different kinds of completeness, first of all. There are different between Krishna's completeness versus our completeness, or Jivatmas. I'm going to use that word, Jiva Atma. Jiva means this planet, conditioned world, because Krishna used that word, Mame Vamsa Jiva Luke, Jiva Bhuta. Krishna used that. He did not say Atma. There he says Jivatma Jiva Luke. So we can use it. And Jiva Goswami Pad actually emphasized about it. Conditioned soul means Jiva Luke, Jivatma. Okay, good. So there are differences between Krishna's completeness and our completeness. Krishna is independently, eternally complete. We are dependently, I say three times, so that complete. We are never independently complete. Prabhupada gave an example that this finger I have right here, I'm just using it Prabhupada's word in a practical way. He said, this finger is part of this hand. What is the functionality and utility of this finger? To write something, grab something, touch something. I'm adding a little bit with Prabhupada's wonderful explanation. If this finger cut off, what about the utility and functionality of the finger? Can someone help?
There is no functionality.
Thank you, Kevin. Very good answer. It's lost. So similarly, our completeness dependently on Krishna means whether we are under internal potency or external potency, you can never be on your own. This is what marginal tatastha jiva. And read it. When you have time, you read that verse that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu beautifully explained. Is 5.45 Adilila. Jivanama tadastaka eka shakti hai. Mahasankarsan sarva jivera ashray. How can Maya, inferior energy of the Lord, cover the superior energy? Is that possible? Now, if we say inferior energy dominates the internal potency, then you are Mayavadi. Okay, I will not say you, I will say I. If I say internal potency is covered by illusory potency, then I am a Mayavadi. So, we are not exactly internal potency. Neither we are external potency. We are unique potency in our by our own creation that Krishna, I mean, we are eternal, but still I have to use the word creation. Krishna, the way he created us. We are very unique. Even eternal associate like Garuda, he's eternal associate. Sometimes this Jivatma, the marginal Atma is more fortunate than eternal associate. Good example, from Brihad Bhagavatamrita I read that because there was a little floating amongst the devotee that someone said, I don't like to mention name, someone said in his class sometime back that all the good position is taken. What are you proud of? Nothing is there. Just try to go there, you know, get some service as a servant of the servant. I did not like it, so I oppose. And then he said, well, that sannyasi said that. And he was also sannyasi who was speaking. I said, so I did some research. I found that Srimati Radharani or the gopis or Brajavasi never ride on Garuda with Krishna. Garuda is Nitya Siddha, carries Vishnu. But Kaliya, 100% jiva like us. And Brihad Bhagavatamrita explains that after Krishna purified, he left. But then later on, Krishna called him. Because called him in a sense, he was reciprocating. Kaliya, now this is another thing I'm just going to throw, because I did find, I was doing some research on it. I have to be also careful. Nowadays I'm very, and I appreciate Pushkar Prabhu so kindly sometimes correct wrong information. And I appreciate that. Like for an example, Prabhupada never said Kaliya went to Fiji. I want to see. I research in database and I ask people. Prabhupada said, they say Kaliya went to Fiji. See, Prabhupada said, they said, doesn't mean he said. And another time Prabhupada said, oh, they say Kaliya came here. Prabhupada never said Kaliya came here directly. So this just is not a big deal, but it is a big deal for me. So Kaliya, of course, went there, you may say. And then Kaliya was actually lamenting. Finally, I have met the Lord and he gave so much mercy. I could not reciprocate. I was trying to bite his feet. And he was crying and crying and crying, and he was lamenting and really praying to Krishna. Then Krishna called him and he came. And he said, expand your hood. Make it as big possible. Krishna empowered him. And he told Srimati Radharani and Gopis, let's go up. They don't care. Wherever Krishna wants them to go, they'll go. They are not even thinking what it is, a poisonous snake or what. Actually, of course, he was not poisonous anymore. He's a great devotee. And they had a Rashlila. So is this Tatastha Jiva is more fortunate than Garuda or not? Can someone say yes or no? Thank you. So we should never underestimate. Krishna created us complete. It depends on you. How far you want to go to please Krishna. How much you want to dedicate. Right here, from outside, one devotee came one time in Sunday feast. I remember he asked me that question. Isn't like our destiny is fixed? We are predestined, right? I said, I haven't found any reference. Prabhupada says to Upendra Prabhu, 1968. I can't believe Prabhupada, they are talking at that time. I thought Ishkan just started in 68. I'm paraphrasing. Upendra Prabhu says, how is that if our relationship with the father and son, how do we develop as a lover? So Prabhupada put a little pause for a moment and then he says, all the relationships are very unique and beautiful. Then he says, but if you feel you want to be lover of Krishna, upon your maturity of devotional service, it will manifest. Very nice. I like this. Very anecdote. I would say it may be in English, but it's the same as Sanskrit verse to me. It's very practical. Means we are dynamic. Krishna is dynamic. There is never such thing like end. That's it. I got, this is my predestined. I got it. What else? No, no. You can keep on going as much you want. You will come on your own to a point where you will say, Krishna, can I stay here forever with you and play this? Can you see? Yes. Okay, you stay there forever. Until you really think like to move further. Okay. I'll go back to Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur's explanation on independence. I'll just paraphrase what I heard and learned. So he says everybody likes independent. It is one of the characteristics of being in the material world is that we like independence. When I heard that, I remember Bhaktivinoda Thakur's song. Radhika radasi jodi hai abhiman sigrai milai tabo gokulakan. If you want a reference, you know the highest happiness in spiritual world? Servitorship, servitorship, servitorship. Adi Lila chapter 6, 111. Famous verse to me. He says, Avatar ganer bhakta bhav adhikar, bhakta bhav haite adhik sukha nahi aar. The highest happiness, Krishna was thinking, not as a god, not as a beloved, that Krishna reciprocate as a accepting everybody's love, actually as a lover, servant of the beloved. So Prabhupada translate, I'm paraphrasing, unless somebody has it, 6.111, he says that all the incarnation has a right to become a servant of the Lord. And there is no higher happiness than this. So how can we think that we are incomplete? We are completely complete, but under Krishna's internal potency, not external potency. So Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur says, to try to become controller, I'm going to go to pinpoint. You know, Prabhupada mentioned those two lines, lording over or controlling, more than 1,000 times in Vedavis. I remember many years back, I was just searching, why is so heavy Prabhupada, like repeating almost many purport? Lording over, controlling. Because these are the symptom of a controller God. Now, when you drive your car, you say, okay, I learned we are not controller, I'm not going to try to hold the steering. No, that's not what I say. In Bhagavad Gita purport, introduction, one of the paragraph Prabhupada said, we have to be cooperative enjoyer. We are not, if we say we are not enjoyer, that will be a lie also. But we have to be cooperative enjoyer. Offer to Krishna, honor as a prasadam. Mantritta, bhaktritta, geta, geta, this is Jiva Goswami's explanation. Krishna has complete knowledge. We also feel sometime. You know, I was a little crazy one time. I was interviewing two homeless guys just to see what they think about the world and everything else. Oh my God, they have a whole philosophy in their own world. Everybody has. Whether you have a devotional philosophy or garbage philosophy, that's the only difference. But everybody lives their life by philosophy. I'm convinced. I personally spent 4 hours. They're homeless, but they know what government should do, what everybody else should do. It's like a bazaar in one sense. It's true. Why? Because Jiva Goswami Pad says, Krishna is complete. He is complete. We also feel some expect, okay, I know what I need. I know what I have to do. But same time, you are always inquiring. Just like Lord Chaitanya is Supreme God. But he's inquiring from Raghupati Upadhyaya. What is the highest transcendental mellow? What is the highest realm or planet to exist? Highest existence. Pastime, highest, you can say, realm of pastimes. He asked 4 questions. What is the highest, most attractive form of Krishna? And then he answered. Mahaprabhu embraced him. Shemam eva param rupa puri madhu puri bara vaya kaisharam deyam adya eva rasapara. He gave 4 answers. Mahaprabhu was so happy. So Mahaprabhu also inquired, but isn't Supreme Lord is complete? Yes, he is complete. But he also has a tendency to inquire and hear from others. Just like he did with Sarvam Bhattacharya at the end. He did with Ramananda Rai, the whole conversation. Prabhupada wrote a separate book even for that. Mantritta. Mantritta means controller. Eternally he is a controller. He also feels like to be controlled by Mother Yashoda. You made big mess. I have changed your dress 11 times. Krishna, you sit down here, not going anymore outside playing. Okay, mommy. Isn't he Supreme Personality of Godhead? Yes, but he likes to be controlled by Mother. It's not Mother Yashoda is controlling. Mother Yashoda controlling through her love. This is the focus. The love Krishna is subordinate to. If we can develop that. He's so gentle. Mother felt bad. She said, all right, you seems like you learned a lesson. You can go and play. Okay, mommy, outside thousands of the boys are waiting. And he goes there. Let's play. And they play. Sridham said, let's play something about creation. Krishna says, why not? Each of you draw or do something to show how good creator you are. Krishna says, I am the best creator, I'll show you. Is Krishna the best creator? So he did. With the sand, castle, and this, that, he made it. Everybody made it. Siddham said, let me see, what did he make? I don't think you are a good creator. He told to Krishna, you are not a good creator. Should come to see me. I am the best creator in the whole creation. Krishna said, I don't think so. I think my one is the best. So Krishna kicked Sridham's creation. He said, this is not good. Sridham got so angry. He brings some water, pour on his creation and take it and dump it on his head. He said, this is your creation. You created a big mess. Now he remembers Mother Yashoda gave a warning. No more new clothes. 11 times already. Now, any mother knows what is the biggest power child has? Tears, cry. Yes. Because Krishna take advantage of that. He knows. He started crying. Crying and crying and crying, and Mother Yashoda come. What happened? What happened? Of course she's seeing his body is filled with dirt. That's what Sridham did. And then, now Krishna is crying, crying, crying. Mother Yashoda said, it's all right, it's all right. You'll be okay. I'll put on a new dress. Come inside. I'll wash you. That's it. She's pacified. Krishna knows this is what goes on and on and on. And Krishna enjoy actually Sridham to do that. There is a God is addressed as great and also sweet. We need both. But greatness evoke submission, sweetness evoke affection. So after cleaning everything, she was giving breast milk. I'm sorry, I can't, I want to come back, but just want to finish with that. So Mother Yashoda is giving breast milk. And then she's talking. Mother Yashoda does three things, Prabhupada says, in Nectar of Devotion, if you can remember. One is, she massages Krishna's fatty thigh. That's how Prabhupada translates. And she prays to Narayan and also conversing with the child. I don't know how she does, but very unique. So then she's conversing. She said, I wonder why you like dirt so much. Maybe last life you were a pig. Krishna came out from the breast milk. I said, did she figure it out? I was Barahadev. He has his fear and she has her explanation. And then, doesn't matter, you pig or not, you are my child, I love you. And then Krishna felt good. Okay, she doesn't know I was Barahadev. Because Barahadev, you know, lift up the earth as if like nothing, little like a ball on the teeth or tusk. Yeah. So like this. So I'll go back to Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur's explanation. He says, these two things, to become independent. It is there within me also. I see that. Everybody in this world wants to be independent. So he said independence, and you can see why Prabhupada like imbibe Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur's view. Desire to become independent in this material world means you want to be a servant of Maya, means others. Material independence is simply a covered form of dependence. Complete independence is obtained by becoming dependent on Sri Krishna. If we follow, and then Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur says, if one follows Guru's instruction and depend on Guru's guidance, he is actually developing true independence. In Golok Vrindavan, actually you have true independence. You can literally do whatever you want. Krishna become under your love. He is controlled by your love. Sei prema hoite hai nija bhakta vas, sei prema hoite pai seva sukaras. Famous verse, Sanatana Goswami's conversation with Mahaprabhu. That Krishna does not give love of God to us. Why? He will give you liberation. If Krishna sees I am attracted to opposite sex or something, he will create the scenery through Maya. Let him go for that. I'm looking for love of God and I want to awaken. That's what I'm doing. Sadhana, so severe sadhana every day. Five things I do to awaken that bhava, and bhava will take me to pure love. But Krishna will see if I have a little hole here, there. You know, hole? That bhakti power will drain out, or result will drain out. And then he will throw those. In chapter 7, Adi Lila, Krishna literally says, Krishna judi chute bhakte mukti, bhukti mukti diya. Tabu naden prema rakhen lukaiya. He hide prema, do not give easily. Why? Question is why? Because when he actually sanctions, even though you have it within your heart, but he has to sanction. When he sanctions, he comes under your love. You literally control him. Why would he give you? I thought million times about it. That's why it is difficult. But if we have a genuine, sincere interest, he will give you. I'll tell you a small story on this. There's a famous story that Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, Gaur Govinda Maharaj, many our guru teachers emphasize this about Upamannu. I'm sure you all heard. Upamannu. Story of Upamannu coming from Mahabharata. Upamannu learned from his mother that serving guru, pleasing guru is everything. So he came to a guru, Mandubhu Rishi. Very nicely he was serving there. So, 7th canto, 12th chapter explains about the duty of the brahmacharis. First duty of brahmacharis, you do not do anything that your guru did not tell you to do. You only can eat when guru tells you to eat. little heavy, but very nice. But their main function is you serve your guru and learn. These two functions. Like a bonachari also. Develop austere life and develop discriminating power. Because many of our senior devotees, they become bonachari or banaprastha. These two must be there. Must do some austerity. Tapo iksho banaukasha. This is the verse. Tapo iksho. Sannyasi also has a two. So every ashram has a two. Of course, this is for spiritual upliftment. Ashram is not for your psychophysical nature. Psychophysical nature is just born. Of course, that has to be also focused. So Upamannu came and apparently he submitted himself to his guru. And his guru said, okay, you take care of the cows every day morning and bring the cows back in the evening. Okay. But before you do that, no, he was doing it. And then after a few days he said, I didn't tell you when to eat. How do you maintain your body? You look very healthy, happy. He said, oh, I go and beg from different houses. Don't beg and eat. Okay, you can beg from tomorrow, 5 houses, but give it to me, the whatever you get, the begging bowl. So he brings and gives it. Then after a few days he said, I did not order you to eat. You still maintaining healthy life. How are you doing this? He said, I do 5 houses begging and give it to you. And then when I take the cows to the field, I go and beg few more for me. He said, no, you don't do that. You know, he's molding him slowly. Everything belongs to me. No begging goes to you. Or result of begging. After a few days, I'm speeding up the pastime. After a few days, he said, how are you maintaining your body? You still look very healthy and everything. Oh, Gurudev, I only drink some milk from the cows that I'm hardy. You're not supposed to drink without me. All the milk belongs to me. You give it to me. Okay, Gurudev. So he brings, he milked the cow, he brings to Guru. Guru did not tell him to eat anything. After a few days, he said, you still look very healthy. How you maintain? He said, I'm not milking the cow and drinking. I'm giving to you. But you eating must be. He said, only the calf, when they suck the udder, and then they have a foaming, and they eat grass. I'm just collecting those whole day, very busy. And so I maintain like that. You're not supposed to drink or eat anything from today. Okay, Gurudev. Lucky Nishkan, we don't have exactly like that, but was easier life, nice prasadam. After one day, after next day, he saw Upamanyu did not come. And Guru was so worried. He asked other disciples, what happened to Upamanyu? He didn't come back. So we don't know, Gurudev, he goes for cow herding. The cows, some came back, some, I don't know. So let's go immediately. So they went, Gurudev went. Upamanyu, where are you? He's searching. And all of a sudden he hears some sound coming from a ditch. You know, well, dry well, he fell. Upamanyu, what are you doing here? Gurudev, after whole day starving, on the next day, I could not maintain my body and my hunger. I was desperate, so I broke some branches. Anybody from California, when you drive in California, in the freeway, between the road, government put all these flower plant. They are poisonous, deadly poisonous. If you drive on San Diego, I used to live in San Diego, so I know. Till today, they are there. So, these are poisonous herbs. So he didn't know. But when you break those, there is a white sap, looks like a milk. So he was like trying to break as many and trying to suck, you know. But it causes you blind immediately. So he became blind and he didn't know where to go, how to go. He fell in a ditch. So Gurudev, please forgive me. I took a bow. I'm not going to, but I could not maintain. I was so hungry after one day. I'm seriously saying, I will not do anymore anything without asking you. Please forgive me. So Guru says, all right. There are 33 million demigods, 33 million headed by 33 from Chaitanya Bhagavat. 12 the Adityas, 11 Rudras, Shivas, and Astabasu, 8 Basus. How many are there? 31. And 2 are Ashwini Kumar Dai. They are the leader of all the demigods. So Ashwini Kumar Dai, they are the medicine man, original medicine man, after Dhanvantari. Krishna is original medicine man. So he said, I'm teaching you this mantra, you pray to them, they will come and remove your blindness. So he prayed to Ashwini Kumar Dai, they came. Said, okay, because you have a Guru Nishtha, you are firmly fixed to follow your Guru, we are giving you some prasadam, you take, your eyesight will come back. Said, no, I'm not going to take anything until Guru say. He said, We are telling you we are demigod. He said, yes, even if God comes, I'm not going to take unless my Guru Maharaj permit. So Gurudev was up, you know, above the well, and he was listening. He said, I'm so impressed. Yes, you can take now. So he took it. He got his eyesight back and he came back. Very nice. And then Gurudev touched his forehead and gave him a big hug. That something mystical happened. Jasadeve parabak. This is another verse Prabhupada quote many times. Jasadeve parabhakti jatadeve tataguru tasyata kathitartha prakashante mahatmana. When you have a strong faith to your Guru and Krishna equally, not less and more, equally, that time all the scriptures reveal. So I'll end with this. When Guru Jayanta was speaking to Gop Kumar, he says, Gurudev, I trust everything you're saying. I love you, but I feel a big hankering, longing to be with Krishna and serve him, please him. Please bless me. He fell at the feet of Guru. And Gurudev embraced him, picked him up, embraced him. And he fell again at the feet. When he woke up, he didn't see Gurudev. He didn't see anything. He saw a river, Jamuna. And he saw Krishna playing on the other side with all the coward boys. Gopis, everybody there. Krishna told everyone, wait. I have a friend coming after a long time from the material world. I need to welcome him. Everybody came to welcome. And he crossed the river, Jamuna Devi. And he came, Krishna ran and he ran in embrace. That embrace was so soothing. All his material things are forever gone. And they bonded. Krishna fainted. He said, I missed. Srila Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur gave a commentary. I hope we all feel, this is my prayer. I don't have a feeling. Please bless me also. Krishna says, anytime any devotee, I felt like Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur mentioned Ishkan name. This is my opinion. He didn't say Ishkan. But I felt that way. He says, anytime anybody join in a mission of Mahaprabhu to go back spiritual world, Krishna in spiritual world start dancing, feel happy, joy. He's already joyful eternally, but he feel extra joy. That soul is coming back. When you think deeply, you have a tears comes that Krishna has so much feeling for us. And he expressed at that time to him. And in that episode we see that this Gop Kumar said, I never want to leave you. I just want to be with you, play with you and serve you. Krishna says, you'll never leave. 15.6 Jadgatta na nivartante taddhama paramam mama. Once you come back to me, you'll never go back to material world. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. I'm going to read one paragraph of Prabhupada. It's so sweet. Just for me. I do read this at least once a week. Prabhupada says, don't be worried about the clutches of Maya. Regarding your request for your deliverance from the clutches of Maya, please rest assured of being delivered. Because we have captured the strong chain of disciplic succession, this chain is coming down from the highest platform, Sri Krishna himself. Just like a rope comes down the well, so that anyone who may catch that rope from any position is sure to be delivered. So our aim should be to not give up the rope. I'm going to read that line again, Prabhupada said. Our aim should be to not give up their rope. We must capture the rope very tightly. Then our deliverance is assured. So far as I am concerned, in relationship with my disciples, who are so kindly cooperating with me in the matter of my rendering service to my spiritual master. For them, I am always ready to come back from Golok Vrindavan if they are not delivered along with me. So do not be worried about the clutches of Maya. Be fixed up in your determination and go on serving the Supreme Lord Krishna with determination as you are already doing it. Reference Vedavyas, letter to Brahmananda, London, 15th September. Beautiful. Srila Prabhupada ki. Sorry, I always late. If anybody has any reflection or any question, yes, Mother Agatmi Kadavi.
I believe you said that the last sentence of the last purport in the Bhagavad Gita.
Last paragraph.
Oh, last paragraph.
Yeah, about the soul.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I thought it was one sentence, but I'll look it up later then.
Okay.
And what is it? It's the summary of the Bhagavad Gita?
No.
The summary of...
About us, what we should do.
Okay.
That we come from marginal. Okay. We should always focus on holding on to internal potency.
Okay.
It's so beautiful. I love that. It's just like somebody giving GPS right in front. I love that, the way Prabhupada put it. Thank you. Okay. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Gaur Premanande Hari Hari. Go ahead. Go ahead, Prabhu. I want to hear.
So, the story about the guru and the disciple went blind, what was the reference for that? I you probably mentioned it.
This is from Mahabharata.
Mahabharata.
Upamannu. Story of Upamannu.
Okay, and you're saying it happened in San Diego?
No.
Oh, okay.
I'm saying that the poison flower in San Diego, I was told, these are deadly poison. Even your car break down, do not ever smell those flower or anything. It's like a deadly poison. So it got stuck with me because I had a car problem, broke down on the freeway. It's all over, all the way to Los Angeles. I don't know why they put it there. I guess it's, but it's beautiful flower.
They have it in South Florida.
Huh?
They have the same flower in South Florida.
Oh, really? Okay. Thank you. Yeah. Yeah. Thank you. Srila Prabhupada ki jaya. Gaur Premanande Hari.